Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Relief at the gas pump.
It's a miracle. I was really stressed out.
House blast shatters neighborhood.
Our windows were busted out right next to where the explosion was.
Nationwide teacher shortage.
Teachers are burnt out.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Fill her up. For the first time since March, the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas has dipped below $4. AAA this morning puts it at $3.99.
A lot better.
It means I put more money away in the bank.
It's welcome news for drivers for late summer excursions, but industry analyst Phil Flynn says,
my expectations are with lower gasoline prices, more people will start to drive, and those prices are going to start edging up.
Prices have fallen 15 cents a gallon over the past week and are down 68 cents over the past month. Newsweek and the Wall Street Journal report an informer told the FBI about classified documents and where to find them at former President Trump's Florida estate. Trump allies continue to demand transparency about this week's search from the Justice Department. Yesterday, the former president invoked the Fifth Amendment when questioned in a New York civil case. CBS's Robert Costa.
Trump and GOP allies continue to lash out at the FBI over its search of his Florida home earlier this week.
This is the DOJ run amok.
Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry spoke out last night about the FBI seizing his cell phone Tuesday. His lawyer says he is not the target of the probe.
Now, the president's house was raided Monday. Do you think they're linked?
I think all of this is linked.
Trump-appointed FBI Director Christopher Wray declined to comment on the Trump search, but had this to say about the recent rise of threats against the Justice Department.
Violence against law enforcement is not the answer, no matter what anybody's upset about.
The Florida judge who signed off on the FBI warrant has been facing a wave of violent threats on right-wing social media where users have published his personal information and threatened his family.
Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton says Iran's leaders are, quote, liars, terrorists, and enemies of the United States. The Justice Department says he was at the center of a murder-for-hire plot, and a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard has been charged with orchestrating it, allegedly offering $300,000 to murder Bolton. Bolton spoke with CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Finally got threatening enough that in late 2021, the Secret Service protection was extended to me again, as I had at the White House.
One of the operatives contacted in the plot was an FBI source. Investigators say it was all hatched after a U.S. drone strike killed Iran's top general. Now to Evansville, Indiana, where at least three people were killed when a house exploded. Nearly 40 other homes nearby were damaged.
I was just hanging out on the couch, watching some TV, and window come in right behind me and blew glass on my hair.
The cause of the explosion is not clear. The fire chief says about a dozen of the damaged homes are now uninhabitable. Overseas, CBS's Charlie Daggett reports on a new and apparently successful offensive by Ukrainian forces in the fight against Russian invaders.
The massive series of explosions at the airbase in Crimea has sent shockwaves far beyond the Russian-occupied peninsula. The blast sent stunned beachgoers well over 100 miles from the closest front line, fleeing for safety. A deep strike for Ukrainian forces, says retired U.S. Marine intelligence officer Hal Kempfer.
That changes the front across the board
If they can continue to do deep strikes, they might be able to push all the way across that southern flank.
Russians retaliated, increased shelling and missile attacks on towns and villages, according to local commander Roman Kulik. With an American flag on his uniform, he told us how Western-supplied weapons saved his soldiers.
So you were running out of weapons?
Yes, yes.
How bad was it?
Really bad. It was a catastrophic situation.
Catastrophic?
Yes, yes.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A tense situation in Arcadia, California, northeast of Los Angeles. Police say a man with a gun barricaded in a home took aim at officers.
As they were approaching the residence, the subject opened fire and began shooting at the officers.
One officer was shot in the face and wounded. Two other people were hurt, too. Nearby homes were evacuated. Then hours later, police took the suspect into custody. An attorney for Kobe Bryant's widow has told a Los Angeles jury that photos of his helicopter crash site were, quote, shared for a laugh and became visual gossip at the opening of her invasion of privacy trial against L.A. County. A county attorney says the photos were taken in an effort to save lives during a chaotic time after the 2020 crash. Overseas, North Korea's leader proclaims victory over COVID-19. Kim Jong-un told a meeting of health workers and scientists he had the virus, complete with a high fever, and he blamed South Korea for it. North Korea noted its first outbreak back in May. Media reports have told of nearly 5 million cases and just 74 deaths. Well, back here at home, as students head back to school, a nationwide teacher shortage could pose problems. CBS's Elise Preston says some districts are resorting to new incentives.
Kindergarten teacher Natalie Tran is excited to be back in the classroom, but she's not surprised that many other teachers across the country did not return.
We need higher pay, more respect, because it's extremely difficult.
Nationally, there are more than 280,000 fewer public school teachers than before the pandemic. Florida is scrambling to fill 8,000 openings. In Illinois, 88% of school districts surveyed are battling a shortage. In Charlotte, HR manager Laura Francisco is busy trying to hire 373 teachers before school starts at the end of the month.
It's a huge responsibility.
So the district is offering extra cash to teachers.
A sign-on incentive as well as additional monthly pay.
Dallas is offering as much as $3,500 to recruit and retain teachers. In California, a school district is providing below-market rate apartments to teachers.
It's hot and dry in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and the city of 13,000 people says it only has 40 days of usable water left. Tabitha Johnson and other residents are being told to conserve.
44 gallons a day is really not doable for me. I've got to get my kids bathed. I've got animals, drinking water. I've got laundry to do, dishes.
The city could be forced to draw water from a lake and use a new filtration system so people can use it safely.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A step closer to retirement, perhaps, for Serena Williams.
Toronto, let's make some noise and show Serena Williams the gold of tennis some love!
Fans at the National Bank Open gave Serena an epic send-off after she lost her second-round match. The 23-time Grand Slam champ bid them farewell after revealing in Vogue this week she's ready to retire.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been a joy playing and putting you guys all these years. So thank you.
Tickets for Williams' next tournament, the U.S. Open, have been selling out since her announcement. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Seattle Times reports former Washington State football coach Nick Rolovich has filed a claim against the school seeking $25 million for wrongful termination. He was fired last year for refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccination shot. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.